Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 2nd of February. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. In November 2019, Russian Parliament passed what's become known as the Law Against Apple. The legislation will require all smartphone devices to preload a host of applications that may provide the Russian government with a glut of information about its citizens, including their location, finances, and private communications. Apple typically forbids the preloading of third-party apps onto its system's hardware. But come July 2020, when the law goes into effect, Apple will be forced to quit the country and a market estimated at $3 billion unless it complies. This piece of legislation, along with a controversial law aimed at the construction of a sovereign internet, is the latest step in Vladimir Putin's ongoing encroachment into digital space and has brought Apple into direct conflict with the autocratic Russian president. Huawei files a patent for a new foldable device. Illustrations indicate the product will fold inwards and that it will have a stylus, as well as a sidebar which could be used for notifications and more. Digital Trends suggests the product could be the Mate X2, the successor to the Mate X, which was the company's first foldable smartphone. Huawei is expected to announce a refresh of the Mate X at IFA 2020 in September. Amazon crossed the $1 trillion valuation threshold after reporting big earnings that crushed expectations for its fourth quarter. Shares soared by as much as 11% on Friday, propelling its market valuation above the $1 trillion mark for the first time since July. Amazon now joins Alphabet, Apple, and Microsoft in the recognition. Fourth quarter financials released on Thursday surpasses analysts' expectations for revenue and profit, including net sales for Amazon Web Services, that were driven by strong holiday sales. Tesla releases the first image of the production version of the Model Y. It features the chrome delete look, which has been a popular aftermarket modification. The body also looks slightly different from the prototype unveiled in March of last year. The company began producing the vehicle in January and expects to start shipping in March. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.